Mommy's in the kitchen cooking up something good, and Daddy's on the sofa right up.
It's time for this week's recipe roundup. This week we'll be talking about a drink that is very refreshing during the summertime, and that drink is the Lime Ricky. And there are alcoholic versions of this drink, but I really only have experience with the non-alcoholic version, and this was something I really enjoyed as a kid, and I think it's a little more popular up in New England than it is here. Up in New England, you can definitely find this at soda shops. And in general, I would say in New England, there's like a different ice cream culture, a different kind of ice cream drink culture, where they have a lot of very classic things like egg creams and ice cream sodas, which are basically the same thing. So this Lime Ricky is very refreshing. It's a seltzer drink, so it's sparkling as well, which is what differentiates it from a limeade. Of course, a limeade is basically lemonade, but made with limes instead. And a Lime Ricky is very similar to both of those things, except it has seltzer or sparkling water in it instead of regular water. This is a very basic drink, so I'm more going to give you guys tips about how to make it the best you can rather than a strict recipe. So the three ingredients you're going to need are lime juice, some sort of simple syrup or syrup in general, and your seltzer. I recommend having a citrus reamer or some sort of tool if you're going to hand squeeze your limes. I do recommend hand squeezing your limes because I think that this is a drink where you can definitely taste the flavor of lime, and I think personally that bottled lime juice has a little bit of a bitter aftertaste, which isn't there when you squeeze it fresh. Next, we're going to talk about our simple syrup, which you can of course buy in the store, but why not make it? We personally make ours by dissolving brown sugar into water over heat at a 1-to-1 ratio, which will make it a rich simple syrup. You can do that with white sugar as well, and something I think that's very fun for our area in particular is instead of using any sort of sugar syrup, using a maple syrup, because it's going to be the same level of concentration as that simple syrup to that ratio. And then, of course, you have your seltzer. Plain works wonders, but you can also experiment with different flavors of seltzer. The only cautionary tale is make sure you are getting unsweetened seltzer, because even if it says zero calories or zero sugar, it might still be one of the sweetened varieties. And for this, since you are going to use a syrup or a sugar syrup, then that will be unnecessary and it will be very sickly sweet. Of course, if you don't want to use a syrup, you could definitely use a sweetened seltzer as well. And then finally, my suggested ratio of putting these drinks together over some ice would be 2 parts lime juice, 1 to 2 parts syrup, depending on how sweet that concentration ends up being in reality, and then 3 to 4 parts of seltzer just based on your taste for enjoyment. That's the Lime Ricky. I hope some of you try it and let me know. You can find that recipe online at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org under the special features section under the recipe roundup heading. If you ever complete any of those and you'd like to share your results or your opinions, you can send those to me at sage@amrmail.org. And if you send me pictures, I'll post them on our Facebook and stuff like that. So thank you so much for listening to this week's recipe roundup. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Sage Tangway.